The Reverend Dr. Howard Thurman, who lived from 1899 to 1981 and was raised by his grandmother, a former slave, grew up to become a theologian, a mystic, a philosopher, an educator, and a civil rights leader who influenced students for generations as the first black dean of Marsh Chapel at Boston University. Dr. Thurman was a quiet influencer of Martin Luther King Jr., and while he himself did not march on the front lines of the civil rights movement, was important in teaching Dr. King and so many others in that movement that it was critical to integrate one's inner spiritual life with the outer life of compassion and social justice. At Christmas time in particular, I think of Dr. Thurman, and because when we spend countless hours, money, and energy on getting ready for something that in our culture lasts less than 24 hours, his words come to me. By the time that I emerged from my Christmas Eve and Christmas Day fog, radio stations had stopped playing Christmas carols. Christmas decorations were already deeply discounted at the big box stores, and television had moved on from Christmas specials to football bowl games. Now, in the church, we do have our tradition of honoring the 12 days of Christmas that follow through Epiphany, but doing that, following that tradition in our world, becomes harder and harder to hold on to. The Reverend Dr. Thurman wrote two meditations of many things. He wrote many things, but there are two meditations that address this cultural and spiritual tension that have well stood the test of time. And I'd like to offer them to you this morning. They speak for themselves, and they inspire me to remember what God had in store for creation when God became human and divine hope for the world through a baby born in Bethlehem. They inspire me to remember and keep on going, praying, acting, and trying as best as I can to be the person that God created me to be. And I hope that you too are inspired to be your best selves through these two meditations. This year, 2019, my takeaway from this year is that it really does matter what we do and what we say. It really does matter that we pray and that we go forward with courage and certainty that we are utterly loved by the God who wants all of us to be the people that God created us to be. The word that 2019 leaves me with is hope. Hope. And the work that is left with us in hope is that our work profoundly matters. Our work matters. Dr. Thurman wrote this: I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present, candles of peace for tempest-tossed days, candles of grace to ease heavy burdens, candles of love to inspire all my living, candles that will burn all year long. And then he wrote, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. The work of Christmas begins. Work with love, in hope, for peace, seeking justice. It is our work. Come, let us adore the child who was born to us, a Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen.